Beauty Inside Out on RadioMD.com. Here are David Pollack along with Lisa Davis.
There are so many people that are living with psoriasis, and I think it's something that can be very difficult in terms of being self-conscious or if there's any discomfort involved. You know, David, to be totally honest, I don't know a lot about psoriasis. I believe I'm at least pronouncing it correctly, which is a big deal for me.
You're doing great. I have troubles with names, but you're doing great. Psoriasis, and I have a little bit of problems with psoriasis, and it can be very embarrassing because people don't truly understand it or how to control it, and that is why we've got a phenomenal guest today. First, I'm going to introduce Carly Milne, and see, I learned how to pronounce that, unlike some of the chemicals. The names are tough for me, but anyway, she's a multi-published author and a screenwriter, and she's actually helped contribute with Glamour, Variety, Rolling Stone, Esquire, and TakePart.com. Carly, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
We just started talking about psoriasis, and so, I have a problem with a light case of it, but you've also suffered from psoriasis as well.
Oh my goodness, I can't even begin to explain how much I've suffered from psoriasis. There was a period of time where I was covered on over 85% of my body. And I actually went to, this was when I first moved to the States, and I went to emergency to deal with it because it was just completely out of control. And the e-docs looked at me and it's like their eyes bugged out of their heads. They could not believe what they were seeing.
Well, Carly, for people who aren't familiar, what is psoriasis?
The way that it's been explained to me is it's an over-replication of cells, which sounds sort of cancer-like. And oftentimes, they wind up treating it in similar ways to cancer because they want to slow down the cell growth. I may not be explaining this exactly, but like I say, it's been explained to me that it's an autoimmune disorder, and that often what winds up happening is that you can't keep up with the speed in which your skin is shedding itself, and so that winds up creating plaques. I personally find that it winds up breaking out a lot when I'm stressed. So, that being linked to autoimmune
yes.
as well, I find that stress and food and that sort of thing winds up being what I have to deal with in order to take care of it. So, I mean, it's interesting because for something that seems to plague so many people, it doesn't seem like there's really definitive language on exactly what it is and exactly how to deal with it. It seems like kind of an amorphous skin situation to deal with, which is kind of interesting. So,
but you dealt with it. You started clearing it from the inside out, and you started making some changes. Tell our listeners what you did.
My goodness, it's been a really long journey, and what I wound up doing is started to look at my life from every aspect of toxicity. So not just what I was putting into my body food-wise, but what I was putting on my body with beauty products, what I was thinking about, the people that I was surrounding myself with, the whole nine yards, all of it, and went on a really big journey to detoxing all of that. And I wound up doing a lot of colonic treatments. I went vegan. I'm dealing with sugar intake. I don't eat refined sugar anymore, but I do every once in a while get a little overzealous with, stevia or coconut nectar sweetened things, and that tends to stress out my system a little bit. But also acupuncture and chiropractic care. And it's funny because in a way I wound up living like a monk for a while and completely disconnected from my life and a lot of the people in it so that I could really undo a lot of old thought patterns and a lot of old habits. And it was interesting to see how interconnected everything was from, the kinds of communications I would have with friends to what our habits were with eating and drinking when we were, complaining about our days and things like that. And though I'm not completely clear yet, I'm on the road to being completely clear. And I have had experiences in the past where I've been completely clear. So it's been an interesting experience, and seeing the progress has been really heartening to know that I've been on the right path.
Well, Carly, I'm so impressed by what you've done. You know, I have a lot of food sensitivities, and I got to the point where I finally had to do the same thing. I cut sugar out. I cut dairy out a while ago, but wheat, and I noticed like soy makes me tired or this or that. And I kind of, again, like that whole thing you said about feeling like a monk, I kind of took myself out, and my friends would invite me to dinner, and I'm like, no, I'm being really strict on my diet. And sometimes you have to do these things. We need to take our health into our own hands. And I wake up every morning feeling really good and alive and alert instead of feeling like I have what I used to call a food hangover. So I think whatever your health issue is, if you can take the time and figure it out and do what you need to do for yourself and not have to apologize for it. I just really admire you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate the support. And, you know, I think that's amazing that you were willing to do that as well, because I think that's what it takes is a willingness. I mean, we kind of live in this environment where we're discouraged from going within and really disconnecting from what doesn't work so that we can find the connection of what does work. And I think it takes courage, and it takes dedication, and it takes a willingness to decide that you're worth it and that it's something that's important to you. And then once you decide that, it's like all the pieces start to fall into place.
Let me ask you, with what you're suggesting, give a couple tips, quick tips for our listeners. What steps could they do? Give us a couple simple things we could change and see a difference today.
Oh, boy. You know, one of the first things that I wound up doing was journaling. I found that disconnecting from my online life, either starting my morning or ending my day, writing in my journal. And sometimes it was just free-form writing, and other times it was just me venting so that I wasn't dumping my toxicity or my anxiety on anybody else. That made a huge difference, because then I felt like I had an outlet where I was heard, and that could move a lot of toxic behavior so that I didn't wind up just reiterating that somewhere else. And then second thing, I think, is mindful eating, which can be difficult because we tend to eat on autopilot, I think. So, you know, not just thinking about what you're eating and what you're putting on your in your body, but also what you're thinking about while you're doing it. Are you watching TV while you're eating? Are you reading something? Are you distracted? Are you connected to the fact that, you know, you're full, that sort of a thing. And then I think that it's a huge one, and it's such a cliche, but it's so true, exercise. But I find that for me, the biggest thing was getting out in nature and exercising. So whether it was walking around the block or going for a hike, hikes are my favorite thing. You know, walking on the beach, wherever you can get it in. There's something about being in that outside environment that I feel amps up the effects of positive exercise more so than being in a gym in a, you know, boxy room with 100 other people sweating it out. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Oh, I completely agree. I go to the woods every day with my dogs, and I love it.
You actually do. Lisa will Instagram or text me some pictures there, and she's having a great time. But you hit on something. You know, we talk about toxic chemicals in our products and our foods, and you've even hit on the emotional side of it. Some of the friends we may choose that may bring us down or have a lot of negativity, just the toxic, even watching negative news on TV, and you can release it. As you said, one of your outlets was journaling. The other, like you and Lisa were just talking about, is taking walks and going, you know, enjoying nature and just letting yourself relax a little. So fighting the psoriasis and living a healthier life, you know, we can do through several things. So one is removing toxic emotions, removing toxic friends involved with that, the toxins found in our environment, and also mindful eating and removing toxins from some of our topical products as well as our ingestible products. I thank you, Carly, for being with us. We're out of time, and we're going to have you back. This is beauty expert David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis. You're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio UMD. Stay beautiful, stay healthy, and stay well.